first of all, what kind of a guy was he? What do you want people to know about this deputy?
Well, what we want the people to know is that the person that we lost was one of the good guys. His wife describes him as easygoing, her best friend, and the guy that you actually wanted wearing the badge and the uniform. You know, he was his five-year-old son's hero. You know, his daughter can't imagine living without him.
Hmm. I understand that the suspect has a record that goes back many years, not much of a social media presence. I'm wondering, is there any new evidence pointing to his alleged motive?
We continue to research that issue. Certainly we are interested in any connection the two of them ever had. Thus far, we've not found a connection.
At this point, do you still believe that Deputy Goforth was solely targeted because of his uniform?
At this juncture, we find no other motivation other than the fact that he was wearing uniform, which makes it purely a random kind of issue.
Over the weekend, you said, we've heard Black Lives Matter, all lives matter, well, cops' lives matter too. And then you went on to say, at any point where the rhetoric ramps up to the point where calculated, cold-blooded assassination of police officers happens, this rhetoric has gotten out of control. To be clear, do you believe that the Black Lives Matter movement is somehow responsible for Deputy Goforth's death?
One can speculate that the rhetoric in our area, of course, we're only a short distance down the road from Waller County, where the Bland case has elevated attention to those issues to a very high level. So, you know, it isn't very far stretched to believe that that kind of rhetoric could influence someone.
But you have no direct evidence at this point of what was in this alleged killer's mind?
No, certainly not.
There's been some criticism of your statement. A Texas state representative, Garnet Coleman, said that he thinks your statement was politicizing this death. And he says it, quote, shows a lack of understanding of what's occurring in this country when it comes to the singling out of African Americans. I want you to be able to respond to that. Do you think there's any validity to the concerns of those in this Black Lives Matter movement?
Well, I think he may misunderstand my purpose there. There will be people who want to make this a political issue. That's not my interest. I have visited with the spouse of the slain deputy, and she very clearly indicated she wants to communicate that we're on target. All lives do matter. And if we have any connection whatsoever with the public, we want to convey that message.